This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for May 20th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, not a theory, just a conspiracy, talking about the targeting of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn by the Obama administration, a newly declassified email from former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, which she sent to herself as a CYA move, confirms that President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and former FBI Director James Comey were actively targeting Michael Flynn over his discussions with former Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Sean Davis, writing at The Federalist, reports that many observers believe that the calls between Flynn and Kislyak were just a rationalization to cover up the Obama administration's spy campaign against the Trump campaign and to continue its inquisition against General Flynn. As I said, in my opinion, I think the reason they targeted General Flynn specifically is because during his term as the Defense Intelligence Agency, he argued a little too strenuously against arming moderate Islamic rebels in Syria because we essentially gave them the weapons needed to create the Islamic State, and we don't want the American public finding out about that. Well, if that's not enough, Neil McCabe of the Tennessee Star reports that the U.S. Treasury Department was regularly spying on General Flynn. Paul Manafort, briefly the president's campaign manager, senior staffers on his campaign, members of the Trump family, and congressional lawmakers. This was a pattern of behavior for the Obama administration. We've forgotten, but now it's coming to light again as we're being reminded by people like Glenn Beck and Mark Levin, that, hey, you know, remember the Trump administration was spying on members of the Senate, members of Congress who opposed the Iran nuclear deal. This thing with General Flynn is not a one-off. This was a pattern of behavior by the Obama administration. And good news, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is now signaling that he is in favor of bringing members of the Obama administration in front of Senate committees. Somebody needs to be held to account because this is way, way worse than anything Richard Nixon was ever accused of doing. Topic number 4, the Chinese virus. Chinese doctors are seeing a new outbreak in the northeastern part of the country. I've told you about that. But what we're finding is that the new cases are presenting differently than the cases from Wuhan. Patients in the northern provinces of Jilin and Heilongjiang appear to carry the virus longer and take longer to test negative, which suggests that the virus is mutating in new and different ways. Meanwhile, more university professors here in the United States have been caught working for the Chinese government. Now, I told you previously about the head of Harvard's chemistry department, Charles Lieber, who allegedly lied to the National Institutes of Health and the Defense Department about his work in a Chinese-funded program. He was recruited under something called the Thousand Talents Plan, which recruits researchers, not all of Chinese origin or nationality, working in foreign universities to bring their research back to China. But here in the United States, this has been happening again and again, and these researchers lying to the federal government about its involvement in foreign government because they're supposed to disclose these relationships. Last June, a jury found a UCLA professor guilty of exporting stolen U.S. military technology to China. UCLA adjunct professor Yixi Shi could face 219 years in prison. In January, associate professor and researcher at the University of Kansas, Feng Tao, charged with 2 counts of wire fraud for not disclosing his work with China. In March, professor at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, arrested for allegedly concealing ties to a Chinese university. In March, former West Virginia University professor James Patrick Lewis pleaded guilty to fraud charges, convinced the university to give him paid paternity leave so he could go to work for the Chinese Academy of Sciences, recruited under the Thousand Talents Plan. That brings us to this month, May of 2020, University of Arkansas professor Simon Sautiong Ang, arrested last Friday on 1 count of wire fraud. Failed to disclose close ties with the Chinese government and Chinese companies so that he could get grant money from NASA. And also last week, professor at Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine and former employee of the Cleveland Clinic, Ching Wang, arrested at his home, part of a joint operation between the FBI and Department of Health and Human Services, received a $3.6 million grant for the National Institutes of Health, failed to disclose his ties to the government of China. Now, I know a lot of researchers want to blame Dr. Anthony Fauci for the $3.7 million grant given by the NIH to the Wuhan Virology Institute. 2 things here. First, show me a memo or something with Dr. Fauci's signature on it showing that he was directly responsible for giving the money. Otherwise, you're just making an unfounded accusation. Secondly, there are good reasons to study coronavirus and try to how to fight the coronavirus. besides the current outbreak, you got a swine version of the coronavirus that decimated China's pork production about 2 years ago, SARS, MERS, and so on. There are good reasons to try to find ways to fight it. Now, that said, giving money to the Chinese government for research is really stupid, considering that they're paying professors to steal American research and take it back to Beijing. Topic number three, obey. City government in Chicago blocked parking lots on Sunday to prevent people from attending church services, churches that were open in contravention of the state of Illinois' stay-at-home order. On direct orders from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, city police blocked the parking lot at Albany Bank, where members of the Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church have been parking for 18 years. They've got a contract with the bank to use the parking lot on Sundays. Except this past Sunday, Chicago PD blocked it so congregants couldn't get in. Now, Mayor Lightfoot is openly lesbian, and this brings to mind a case you may remember from back in 2014, where Houston's first openly lesbian mayor, Anise Parker, demanded sermon notes, subpoenaed sermon notes, from Houston pastors who had preached against homosexuality and threatened pastors who failed to comply with contempt of court. It's not the first time this has happened. This happened again in 2016, where Dr. Eric Walsh in Georgia was ordered by the state to surrender copies of his sermon notes and transcripts. Dr. Walsh had been hired by Georgia's Department of Public Health as a district health director. He's got multiple degrees. He's an expert in public health, previously served as the city of Pasadena's public health department, and had been appointed by President Obama to his advisory council on HIV/AIDS. So he is a qualified public health expert, but because he dared to preach as a lay minister at his church on homosexuality and evolution, they demanded his sermon notes and then fired him. And that cost the state of Georgia almost $250,000 to settle the religious discrimination lawsuit. But this isn't going to end. The powers and principalities opposed to the gospel and to biblical morality are going to continue this fight. We've been telling you for a couple of months now about Jim Baker being targeted by the states of New York and Missouri at the instigation of a left-wing advocacy group called Faithful America, claiming that because Jim Baker, they say, said something about a specific product, which he never said, and Sharon and I should know because we were on the panel that day, that essentially they're targeting his ministry, trying to take him off the air, and they've had some success at that, justifying the attack on the grounds of public health. What he said was dangerous, and so he must be taken off the air. That leads to our next story. Ironically, Alan Dershowitz, who defended Jim Baker pro bono 30 years ago, and bear in mind that Dershowitz is a liberal and not a Christian, he is now arguing that the state and federal governments do have the constitutional authority to force you to be vaccinated, deriving this power from the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. Now, the 10th Amendment says this: the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people, end quote. Now, where in there do you find the right for the government to compel you to be vaccinated? Well, you got to look really hard, but there is case law, 1902, Jacobson v. Massachusetts. This was during a smallpox outbreak. Massachusetts mandated residents of the city of Cambridge to be vaccinated for smallpox. Reverend Henning Jacobson opposed the vaccine, challenged the law. Supreme Court ruled against him, arguing that, quote, legislation was a valid exercise of the state's police power and not an invasion of any constitutional rights. Subsequent ruling in 1922 on a Texas state law upheld the original decision. There are other lower case. I'm not saying I agree with them. As I said before, if they really do come out with a vaccine as fast as the end of this year, which would be record time, we're not going to be standing in line for that one. But these are the decisions that judges and attorneys will be looking at if and when such a vaccine comes out and if it's made compulsory, because I can almost guarantee you that will wind up in court. Topic number two, Roe recants. Norma McCorvey, who is the anonymous plaintiff in the landmark Roe v. Wade case, came out against abortion back in 1995. You might remember that. Stunned the world. It was a symbolic victory for the pro-life movement. But now, in a new documentary, Norma McCorvey claims it was all a lie, that she was paid by Operation Rescue. And so, for decades, she argued against abortion, even though her name was on the Roe v. Wade decision. But just before her death in 2017, a documentary was filmed in which she claims that she only did it for the money, that she was paid by Flip Benham. This documentary debuts this Friday on FX. So, we are now supposed to believe that the years of activism against abortion, including getting tossed out of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, her biography, Won by Love, all of this was just a lie because she was paid by Flip Benham? Really? Look, don't make your decision on whether or not the taking of an unborn life is justified based on whether she said it was okay or not. Take a look at the Word of God and then make your decision. Coming up, we may have found out why penguins always seem so happy. That's straight ahead on 5 and 10.
NASA, Donald Trump, and a cosmic cover-up of end times proportions. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the largest giveaway of the year, the Project Wormwood Grand Giveaway. When you order Dr. Thomas Horn's new book, The Wormwood Prophecy, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive on DVD the entire four-part Skywatch TV series on The Wormwood Prophecy, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn and Derek and Sharon Gilbert. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the never-before-released Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on Data Disc, featuring 70 of the most information-packed, best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on EPUB, PDF, Kindle, and other handheld electronic devices. Valued at over $700 all by itself. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year and will be available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Project Wormwood Grand Giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, gassed by penguins. Researchers at the University of Copenhagen found during a study last year that the guano of king penguins on the island of South Georgia in the Antarctic region have very special properties. You see, penguins live on a diet of fish and krill, both of which are very high in nitrogen. Krill, small shrimp-like plankton. Whales eat a lot of it as well. Anyway, the nitrogen excreted by the penguins once they've processed the fish and krill is converted by bacteria in the soil into nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide is the chemical composition of what you find in your local dentist's office, commonly referred to as laughing gas. Very high concentrations. In fact, they say about 100 times more potent than a freshly fertilized field when nitrogen fertilizer is applied. Who knew that the animated film Happy Feet was more like a documentary than we ever thought? Science is interesting and cool. Well, Skywatch TV, we're offering a way to occupy your time during your self-isolation. The 70 of the most popular titles from Defender Publishing, available in ebook format, available as PDF. .mobi, which is for Kindle, Amazon's Kindle reader, or EPUB, which works on other ebook readers. Surely you have something on one of your electronic devices that will handle one of those formats, but available as part of two separate offers, the Wormwood Prophecy special offer and the Shadowland special offer. Both of those, for your donation of just $35, you're getting 70 ebooks as part of those packages in addition to the rest of the items. It's like getting each of these ebooks for just 50 cents a piece. Go to Amazon to get these, 10 bucks each. Unbeatable deal. Available now at Skywatch TV Store online, skywatchtvstore.com. Next April, we return to the Holy Land for a tour unlike any other, a tour of Israel unlike any other. We'll see Joshua's altar, Bethel, Shiloh, Jerusalem, of course. We will ascend to the Temple Mount during Ramadan. We did it this past year. We'll do it again next April, God willing. For more information, and of course, included on the tour, some of the megalithic sites that other tours just will not visit, like Gilgal, Rephaim, and the Serpent Mound of Bashan. Don't miss that. For more information and to reserve your place, log on to skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, our broadcast program deals with COVID-19 and Bible prophecy. Are we looking at the justification for the mark of the beast, forced vaccinations? Tom Horn, Sharon K. Gilbert join me on the panel, and whenever the three of us start talking, it's always fascinating. You'll find our broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels, or add the SkyWatch TV channel to Roku, Amazon Fire TV, or Apple TV, and just click the remote. We'll broadcast whenever you like. Or you can just bypass all of that, download the program, along with news the mainstream media wants to filter out, and a schedule of our upcoming events right to your smartphone or tablet. It is free, and it's available for Amazon's Kindle Fire tablet as well as iOS and Android devices. We have a link in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com with instructions and links to those app stores. My website, DerekPGilbert.com, features a link to the weekly podcast that Sharon and I produce. We've been really busy writing lately, so our schedule with PID Radio has been getting a little bit inconsistent, shall we say. But our weekly Bible study and my weekly interview program, A View from the Bunker, all linked at DerekPGilbert.com. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.